Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, I'm joined on the line by Professor Mark Jenkins from the University of Melbourne. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this morning you were telling us about the links, or it may be up to genetics, but the links perhaps between taking two aspirins and colon cancer. Tell us about it.
Well, we've known for quite a while that if you take regular aspirin, you do lower your risk of bowel cancer, as well as some other things like coronary vascular disease. And but what we also know is that to lower the risk of cancer, it's not the same for everyone. Some people seem to benefit by taking aspirin and some people don't. And this was a large study to see if the DNA helped predict which people were going to benefit and which people were not.
And what did the study conclude?
Well, what we found is that there were some genetic factors, some parts of your DNA that seem to predict it. For example, for the majority of people, they seem to benefit, but there was a very small group of people, perhaps 1 in 25 of the population, who didn't benefit at all from taking aspirin. In fact, their risk may have even increased if they took aspirin.
So the main thing is you do have to sort of look at genetics. I mean, is there an easy way to detect whether someone's genetics are going to be conducive to reducing colon cancer?
Well, this is genetic testing is getting easier and easier, and I predict in a short time this will be a standard test that you'll do before you get medicated when you go to the doctors. At the moment, we can't do that test. It's not available. But in the short future, I predict it will be. And this will be not just for cancer, but also heart disease and other diseases that may benefit if you know your genetic makeup before you start your medication.
And can we speculate as to how far out that test might be?
No, you can do it now under research settings, but no, I can't really speculate how long it will take before it's available for a regular genetics clinic or regular GP meeting.
So when that test isn't available, what is the take-up message to people now about taking two aspirin?
The message at the moment is it's beneficial for the vast majority of the population to take aspirin to prevent their risk of bowel cancer and cardiovascular disease. But in the near future, I predict that we may be able to be more precise about who's going to benefit the most.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you for updating us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Professor Mark Jenkins there from the University of Melbourne with updates of that study, determining the links between taking two aspirin and colon cancer. A break coming up after 10 o'clock. Stephanie Asher will be in the studio. I also want to look at this issue of the Corangamite pre-selection for the Labor Party and look at the candidate that they have selected.
Hello. National Tiles has the most exquisite ranges of hand-finished and encaustic tiles from Italy and Spain. Normally only found in exclusive boutiques where clients wait months for supply, these magnificent tiles are in stock now at National Tiles for immediate delivery at less than half what you'd expect to pay. If you're building or renovating a luxury home, I guarantee you won't find more beautiful European tiles anywhere. So go to nationaltiles.com.au now.
Station sponsor. Tax time can mean money back to you. And Davidson's Accounting can help you get expert advice on what you're entitled to claim from Geelong's leading accountancy firm. Davidson's Accounting is known for their professionalism, expertise and knowledge. 9 out of 10 Davidson's clients would recommend them to others. Davidson's Accounting offer a tailored, integrated approach to individuals and business owners. With 3 convenient locations in Newtown.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.